This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A U.S. official says Mideast mediators are preparing to implement a ceasefire deal before a final agreement. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The official says a proposal now on the table basically bridges every gap between the two sides, and an implementation cell is being set up to focus on the deal's logistics. The remarks came after mediators in Doha said 2 days of talks had ended with plans to meet again next week in hopes of sealing a deal. At the White House, President Biden said they're closer than ever to an agreement.
I don't want to jinx anything.
Israel's issued a vague statement saying it appreciates the mediators' efforts. A Hamas statement did not sound enthusiastic about the latest proposed deal. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Palestinians reacted with fury on Friday after Israeli settlers rampaged through the village of Jitz, setting fire to their cars and houses in an attack that left one person dead. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The attack, captured by the security camera, left at least one resident dead. Black-clad individuals can be seen approaching a car and smashing its windows. They appear to spray something inside. The car is soon ablaze.
We are in a peaceful village. We have witnessed attacks before, but not in such a brutal and organized way.
Hassan Orman is a resident and witness.
What happened is something organized, because they had weapons. Tear gas, pepper spray, and knives. They were all dressed the same.
The Israeli military said police and army units intervened and arrested one Israeli. It condemned the incident. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office issued a statement saying he viewed the incident with, quote, utmost severity. The White House said late on Thursday, attacks by settlers on Palestinian civilians in the West Bank were, quote, unacceptable and must stop.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. For additional stories, visit our website,